Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is John chapter 14, verses 23 through 31. The Reverend Marcus Zill is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John chapter 14, beginning at verse 23. Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring them to your remembrance, all that I've said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I'm going away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I've told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go from here. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In the name of Jesus, amen." Jesus promises his disciples that he would send his Holy Spirit. That is what Pentecost is all about. And as we heard this past Sunday, promise made, promise kept. Today we consider the special work of God, the Holy Spirit, how he worked on the first Pentecost, and how he continues to work today in the church. This is especially important considering all of the false teaching that abound concerning the Holy Spirit today. There are churches that seem to specialize in the Holy Spirit, where the mark of salvation and speaking in tongues are being slain in the Spirit, where the Spirit is viewed as being neglected, where someone is cast to the floor and shakes uncontrollably. Charismatic and Pentecostal services are filled with prophecy and words of knowledge in which the Holy Spirit is said to give direct or new revelation to people, even in contrast to the Word of God itself. But is this what the Holy Spirit does? Is this why we need the Holy Spirit? So that we can get a new word from God and know better what words in the Bible to believe, or maybe even which ones are outdated? So that we can be carried off into some sort of religious ecstasy? No, of course not. And that is what Jesus is on about in today's text from John 14. The text begins with Jesus saying, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." Now that's some wonderful stuff, that the Father will love us and that he and Jesus will dwell with us, even make their home with us. But it's all conditional. It's all based on an if. A very big if. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. This if stands between us and God, between us and life, between us and the Father's love. If we keep his word, that is, hear and believe and live according to his word perfectly, he will love us. This is truly a daunting if, especially for us sinners. Paul says the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. 1 Corinthians 2. You see, in ourselves, by our own strength and our own will and our own power and our own choice, we cannot in any way keep his word. So Jesus' if is an iron curtain that completely cuts sinners off from any hope of life and salvation, and rather locks us down in our miserable, sinful condition. But, great word of the gospel, but, this is precisely why Jesus sends the Holy Spirit, to do what we cannot do, to create in us faith and trust in Christ and his words and his promises to us. This is why Jesus calls the Holy Spirit the Comforter. I don't normally dive into these linguistic weeds, but the Greek word in the text here is parakletos. It's somewhat difficult to translate. We get paraclete from it. The NIV translates this advocate, which isn't terrible, but it has the idea that we're good, but we just are in need of someone to speak of our goodness and defend our innocence. The ESV and the New King James translate it, as we heard, helper, which also isn't the best. It's not very helpful. It's as if we're doing most of the work, we just need a little extra muscle. I'm lifting the piano into the house, but I can't quite get it, but I just need a little help. I need a boost. The Holy Spirit does more, much more, though, than help us or just give us a little shot of spiritual caffeine. The King James Version actually translates parakletos the best, comforter. Bingo. This is probably the closest and the best translation. A comforter is one who comes alongside of us and gives us what we don't have. When you are in despair, a comforter speaks hope. When you're surrounded by darkness, a comforter brings light. So the Holy Spirit, he is our comforter into the darkness and despair of our own wretched sinfulness. He comes bringing that which we do not have, the hope of heaven, the light of the gospel, the forgiveness of all of our sins. And the Holy Spirit does this by teaching and preaching, not new words, but the words of Jesus. As he was manifest on Pentecost in the form of a tongue, this is a fitting emblem of the Spirit's work. Jesus describes the Spirit as the wind, Nicodemus. The wind blows where it wishes, and you can't hear the, you hear the sound of it, but can't tell where it comes from or where it goes. And so the Holy Spirit is generally not seen, but he's always heard. He comes teaching and preaching God's words and promises in Christ. Jesus says in our text, and mark this well, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to remembrance all things that I said to you. The Holy Spirit doesn't make stuff up. He brings to remembrance the things that Jesus has already said. And this teaching and preaching of the Holy Spirit brings peace. Why? Because they are the words of Jesus, who says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You see, dear friends, the peace of Jesus that passes all understanding, that is far above what we could achieve, the peace between God and man that Jesus accomplished on the cross, this is the peace that the Holy Spirit brings to us, the comfort that the Comforter gives to us. And by the work of the Holy Spirit, we keep Jesus' word. We hear it, we believe it, and we even begin to follow and keep it and live our lives according to it. These are the works of our God, the Holy Spirit, our Comforter. So one last question, though. How do we recognize the Holy Spirit? How do we know that he's there, he's here with us even today? Do we feel him? Does he give us some sort of a religious experience? No. Dear loved ones, we know and are certain that the Holy Spirit is here because we have heard the true teaching about Jesus and his cross and the salvation that he won for us there and that he lives and reigns to all eternity. We know this in the words of Jesus that we hear yet today that the Spirit brings to us still, that I forgive you all your sins. In the words of the scriptures read and sung and confessed together, and in the words that we hear and we even receive in our mouths as we gather at Christ's table, those beautiful words of edible forgiveness given and shed for you for the remission of sins. These are the words and the works of our Comforter, the Holy Spirit. May God the Holy Spirit grant unto you both to hear and believe these promises to you for the sake of whom the Spirit testifies, Jesus Christ, our Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Cindy Pine, who serves the Lord in Puerto Rico. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.